Well, hello there. This is not one of the regularly scheduled episodes. I just decided to get on and record something unscripted to let you know why we are in the middle of a pretty big gap in podcast episodes and to explain what I'm working on instead of creating podcasts. The next episode that I have scheduled is for August 4th, so the whole month of July, there will be no new episodes of this podcast unless something happens that is unexpected. But the plan right now is to take the whole month of July off because I am working on the first of what is going to be four online courses for teachers. So the suite of courses, this collection, I'm calling Teaching 101. And if you want to learn about them, you can go to cultapedagogy.com/teaching101. I've been wanting to do this for a long time and I've kept putting it off. And the basic idea behind this is that I have gathered and curated and learned a lot over the last 11 years about what it takes to be a good teacher. And I've learned it from so many different people who have written books and had their own courses, and people who are just in the classroom who've shared with me stuff that works. And I used to also prepare pre-service teachers and teach them some of these things. So I started thinking, you know, the website and the podcast have grown so big and so sort of spread out that there's a lot of really good stuff there. But I think if I were somebody looking for, you know, something really well organized, I would probably have a hard time finding it all because there's just a lot of it. So I've been thinking for a while that I really wanted to create some online courses that would just really help teachers get better and do it in a really organized, systematic way. So the first of the four courses is what I'm working on this summer, and it is called Mastering the Lesson Plan. That's going to be the biggest of the four, and it's the one that is really the most fundamental stuff. This is really drilling down to the most basic stuff of planning how to teach stuff to people. And so I just clicked over to it right now to sort of look at the curriculum, which I'm working on all the time right now. And so if you were to look at that page today and then look at it in 2 weeks, you'd probably notice some things that are different. But the basic gist of it is I'm taking away all the other stuff that influences teaching and just focusing on what you need to do to create really, really solid lesson plans that are going to teach your students what they need to learn. So we start with things like standards and curriculum. Where does it come from? Where do you even figure out what you're supposed to teach? If you're a new teacher, this isn't going to be a good section for you. If you're not a new teacher, there's going to be plenty of other stuff there for you after that section. Then we get into setting objectives, how to actually write a measurable objective that is really coming straight from the standards and not just kind of out of thin air. Lots and lots of examples of these, by the way. Then we move into designing really good assessments so that you can measure what you want students to learn. And then, and by the way, I'm using the backward design model, which is, in other words, planning your assessment first and then working backwards to plan the lessons that are going to get your students to success in those assessments. So then the last step of that is planning all of the lessons for a unit. And we talk about how to figure out what learning activities your students need depending on what the content is. So if you want them to learn this kind of content, what are some good teaching strategies for that? If it's a different kind of content, then what strategies work well for that? And sort of how to make those decisions. And then I tacked on to it other sections, but once we've built that lesson plan, we've got a section that is just on inclusion, diversity, equity, and access, how to refine that lesson plan and really from the ground up build it so that all of your students can access it and they all see themselves represented in it. And then finally, there's a module on integrating technology in a way that is really smart and organic and isn't just like an add-on. On top of those pieces, there are several appendices that are going to be full of really, really good stuff. There's going to be one whole library of content delivery strategies, another whole library of application strategies. So once students have learned something, these are things that they can do to apply their learning and learn it better. Another appendix of assessment and review strategies, another appendix of differentiation strategies. Then there's a lesson plan library with five sample unit and lesson plans that are going to model in different content areas the stuff that I'm teaching in the course. Then there's some templates that you can use, some lesson plan templates, rubric templates, and slideshow templates if you want to use those for delivering lectures. And then there's going to be a glossary of teaching terms. So it's going to be a really good course for anybody who's relatively new to teaching. But I know that if I were still in the classroom, this is something that would also appeal to me, because when I was teaching and I had a couple of years under my belt, I found myself still going back to some of my student teaching materials that helped me sort of learn how to become a teacher and remind myself of those basics. I found that it just really helped me to tighten things up at times when I was feeling uncertain or just sort of wanted to make sure that I was doing what I needed to be doing. So that is the first one. I was really hoping it was going to be done by mid-July, and that's what I said the first time that I announced it. I would be shocked if it was done by mid-July, partly because I really am a perfectionist and I just keep finding new ways to sort of like make things just right and make them better, and there's just still a lot left I need to do. And there's been a lot going on personally that has been keeping me from getting it done. Just family things, life things, and so on. All good stuff, no major crises, but I just, every day that goes by and something else is happening, I'm like, that's another day I'm not going to be able to work on the course. So even though I set aside the summer to do it, I think August is a probably more of a likely time for it to be ready. So if you are already somebody who gets my newsletter or regular emails that I send out typically on Sundays, I'll be making a big deal about it when it's ready there. If you go to this page on Teaching 101 and then click over to Mastering the Lesson Plan, there's a place you can click to get on a mailing list or a waiting list to be notified when this course is ready. Once that is done, then the next one I'm going to be working on is going to be called the New Teacher Survival Guide. Let me say that again. The New Teacher Survival Guide, which is going to be a much shorter course. This is going to be a mini course that will be something that you can sort of add on to Mastering the Lesson Plan. And that's going to be specifically for new teachers. And it's going to be just all the stuff like, how do you set up your classroom? Like, what do you do in the first few days? Just, you know, how to get going as a new teacher without all of the really specific details of lesson planning or anything like that. Hoping that'll be done this fall. And then the next one I'm going to work on after that will be just a course on classroom management, just about, you know, creating a classroom that is respectful, efficient, productive, having a really good climate, all the things that would contribute to having a really well-run classroom with good relationships and just a good vibe. I think that's going to be ready at the end of this year, but it's probably more realistic to say that that's going to be ready in early 2025. And then the last one will be another mini course. So the classroom management course is going to be another kind of big one. And then the final one that's going to be another mini course will be called Fine Tune Your Teaching Delivery. And that's going to be a more like advanced one for people that really have the basics down. They've got the classroom management down. And this is going to just be really about tweaking things like your timing, how to model things for your student, how to get better participation, just some other things that I probably would have put in Mastering the Lesson Plan if I was willing to just take forever with it and make it really, really big. But I wanted to slice this up into parts so that I could get some of it out early and not overwhelm people And then also be able to sort of like price things more according to their size. And then that way people can just get what they want. Once they're all done, I'll probably also bundle them all together and offer a price for all four. But that's pretty far out into the future. I'm not, by the way, going to be pausing the podcast while I do all of these things. I'm just trying to get this. The mastering the lesson plan is going to be really the most detailed and difficult one to do. The other ones won't take as long, as I don't think. So that's what's going on. I'm really excited about it because the more I work on it, the better it gets. And I know it's going to help people. And I'm also just excited because it's an online course. No matter what it's like when I put it out there, I can always continue to improve it and iterate it as it goes on and people take it. If they say, oh, we could use a little bit of something on this, or this lesson here was a little confusing, or we need this over here, I can continue to tweak it. So that's what's going on right now. And if you've got questions, the place to go is an email, support@cultopedagogy.com. I've got people there that can answer questions. I don't know what else there is really, but I just wanted you to know that during this period of silence, there are definitely really good things happening, and I'm super excited to get them out there. It's just taking a long time, but that is kind of how I work, and I'm trying to just accept that about myself and know that it means really good quality. So that's it. I will be back in August, possibly before, but probably not. I hope you have a fantastic July.